Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. A pleasure to have you with us here. It is Monday. It is February 10th, 2020. It is 1 p.m. Eastern here at the Broadcast Center. Now, I say February 10th because we are live worldwide. We welcome everybody across the United States, Canada, and internationally to the broadcast. But I also say February 10th because we archive the shows. So the live date is February 10th. However, you may be listening to this on a later date or another time. That is perfectly fine. A lot of people like to listen to the shows in the archives. But I also say the date because it's at the time of this broadcast, just a few days away from Valentine's Day. That's right. Valentine's Day is coming up. So Valentine's Day is on our mind, of course. The expectations, the expense. Outside of the Christmas holidays, is, they say, one of the most stressful holidays of the year. Is your whole life about to change, or will it just be another day in February? Men and women experience a great deal of stress anticipating and preparing because they don't vocalize how they feel about Valentine's Day. Instead of a Valentine's Day where we can make a Valentine's promise, well, then you can you have Valentine's Day every day of the year? Is that Cupid? No, it's Dr. Martha Lance. That's right, psychotherapist, life and relationship coach, and founder of our unique therapy center based in Boca Raton, Florida. She says actions follow through on our words on Valentine's Day. It's a day to be creative, too, and the more creative, the more memorable it becomes. Your partner knows you love them. They hear the words. They see the actions sometimes. But it's nice to have another concrete reminder with follow-up. So when we're first introduced to Valentine's Day as a child, it can create a mistaken sense of how important it is and what it really means. But when we get older, we have to decide for ourselves and the person we care about what Valentine's Day really means, if it means anything at all, if we still have a childlike fantasy associated with it that can cause conflict, especially if there is expectation. Dr. Lance says she thinks every couple does recognize when they're having a hiccup in their relationship, and Valentine's Day can certainly trigger exaggerating that hiccup. That's why she focuses on communication. Everything breaks down to communication. She really sees herself as a resource for individuals and couples who want a wellness check on everything that's going on in their relationship. And there is the other side of Valentine's Day, of course. For people who don't have anyone to share it with, there can be a sense of melancholy and loneliness. The images associated with love are inescapable. Valentine's Day is a day to celebrate the expression of love. While you might not have a romantic love, you may have people in your life who mean a whole deal to you, truly. Celebrate someone who is important in your life. It makes a person, whether they know it or not, pause and ask themselves, why does this person admire me? Why does this person like me? Everybody gets caught up in soulmate stuff. We all have people we have an easy connection with. That's a different soulmate energy, which can grow into romantic love, according to our expert, psychotherapist, Dr. Martha Lance, who is our special guest as we continue our exclusive and very topical and relevant series here on Close Up Radio. Dr. Lance, thank you very much for joining us here. I'll offer up a pre-Happy Valentine's Day, and I know you have a wonderful gentleman in your life, your husband, who I've met personally. So I'm sure the two of you will be having a magical Valentine's Day as well. Welcome back to our show. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Jim. I so appreciate that. And thank you for the pre-Valentine wishes. I will pass that on to my husband. And we are going to plan a special little getaway for Valentine's Day because it's, guess what? It's a weekend. It's a whole. It starts
That's
Friday.
Right.
We've got a You've got a whole weekend. So the whole weekend can be something of fabulous, not so fabulous. And is it Monday yet? You know, type of going on there. But Valentine's Day is here. It's coming. It's 5 days away.
Yeah, and you've been very eager about really talking about Valentine's Day. Matter of fact, we've been planning this broadcast for a while now, right after Christmas, actually. We just experienced Christmas and, of course, the holiday season where everybody gets a little softer and family members you maybe have had a conflict with, maybe you try to put that stuff aside. And the people in the store are nice, and the music is playing, and the decorations, and then you add in the spiritual and or religious elements to it all, and God is involved, and then just all of these senses are heightened, food and cookies and music and gifts and love and cards and plays and concerts. Everything is there enveloping you. We can have a Valentine's Day spirit, too, can we?
I believe we can have a Valentine Day spirit. I think what happens is that we forget about that. You know, we've come out of, as you said earlier, you know, all of the pre stuff from Thanksgiving all the way to New Year's and New Year's Eve, and then New Year's Day, and then we've got Valentine right on the heel. And the thing that goes on with all of that is that we're setting the stage for our relationship for the remainder of the year. And you don't want to be caught off guard and trying to play catch up, either emotionally or spiritually or physically with your partners or with the people in your life. Sometimes we race to a lot of different things. But I found that last year's theme for Valentine's Day, believe it or not, was going out of yourself, going out of your comfort zone. And so I got really curious. The theme this year is, oddly enough, I just said it, curiosity. Are we curious about our partners, or are we frantic, or are we, you know, what's going to happen? And the numbers are coming in, Jim, there's an estimate for this year for Valentine's Day. You know, like you were saying, people are, you know, everybody's anticipating for Christmas, but there's a lot of grumbling about spending money. I don't know if you've heard it, but, you know, it's like, oh, it's another, you know, I've got to buy another card or whatever. But the estimates have come in that there's going to be $27.4 billion spent this year for Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Wow.
Think about that.
Wow.
That is up $6.7 billion from last year. Yeah.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
Like,
why do you think that is?
I think that, you know, if we just take a step back, everything has to be bigger, grander, more show.
Oh,
and I think we've lost
before.
Top it off. You know, bring it more. And I think we've lost our ability to really recognize, you know, pleasant little things that happen in our life, to be, you know, it's in the little things. I keep saying that it's in the little things. It's how you, your tone, it's how you talk to your partner, but it is in the little things. And I think we have lost sight of that it doesn't have to be the biggest and the grandest. And we have to top last year. We have to top, you know, anybody else that we're seeing out there. So, you know, Valentine's Day is a great time, and you can do a whole lot of stuff. I mean, I've got some perfect ideas for people that they don't have to break the bank.
That's right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. That's so true. You know, the other thing about Valentine's Day is that there's this extra pressure on it, like we were talking about, you know, almost like a yearly review, almost like you're going in for an oil change. We're going to talk, you know, express our love in a very deliberate way. It's a natural way to reflect on the relationship itself. But it can also scare people, too, right? They want to make it, just like they do with Christmas and some of the other holidays, they want to make it perfect. The perfect gift, the perfect dinner, the perfect lighting, the perfect scent, the perfect music, the perfect timing, the perfect location, sunset, and then the perfect expression of the love, and then the perfect response from the other one, almost as if everything is heightened. Ooh, if I give this gift or if I say these words, what will be the response? And will it match the expectation I have in my mind? Will he or she respond in the way that I hope they do? Will they smile and say certain words that I'm rehearsing in my head? Or they just go, oh, thank you, but not go over the top with this major reaction? And will there be a letdown and all of that too? Sometimes we build it up so much where we make it into a Hollywood scripted movie, right?
Yep. Our short answer is yes, we do. And I think that when that happens, we need to take a step back and say, you know, is this reality? Are my expectations real? You know, sometimes we get caught up in that Hollywood, you know, story. But remember that when we're watching that on TV or that it's scripted, you know, there are a whole lot of information and a whole lot of time has passed and it's compressed in an hour long. You know, so you may have months and months of a relationship developing, and you're seeing it compressed into about, like I said, about an hour. You know, when we're looking at relationships, especially new relationships, it's like, what do we do? Are we the person that we're with? You know, is it we're just, I like to call that the faux romantic hookup that we go into because we don't want to be alone at Valentine's Day and we want some trinket to come in because that's what we've been, you know, that's what we've been conditioned to, you know, at least a Valentine or something that's there. And I think sometimes we need to put the brakes on and take a look. If it's a new relationship, take a look and see, you know, maybe it's too soon. So maybe instead of trying to have that perfect romantic get together, maybe get together with some friends or people that you know that are in new relationship, and not celebrate Valentine's Day. Just celebrate a time to get together to be with each other and to learn a little bit more about it. I think we run into that romantic part, but those of us that are in long-term relationships, or we're right in the middle of it going into a long-term relationship, I think that's where we trip up. You know? Mm. What do you think about that, Jim?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. We really do sometimes, and it can be, you know, at least when you expect it. Sometimes, these Hollywood expectations of everything being ideal and if his or her response doesn't match the buildup that we have in our mind, some people see it as a letdown, and maybe it's not supposed to be that. Maybe it's just you might have over-expected the reaction to whatever it is you're doing or saying on Valentine's Day to celebrate it, right? Not that you should lower your expectations, but sometimes we try to make it, we almost put words in their mouth as far as how they respond.
Yes, I think so. I think that what happens with Valentine's Day is that you haven't really talked about it. You know, we fall back on our old routine. We promise each other each year, especially if you're in a middle or a long-term relationship, that it's going to be different. But then life gets in the way. We don't talk about the different things. We don't pull back and say, you know, what made me fall in love with this person in the first place? You know, what was that first kiss like? What was that first hold? When we held each other's hand, holding each other's hand, what was that like? What did that feel like? We don't think about that because we're so busy getting on with what we need to get on with life, work, bills need to be paid. We have appointments, we have schedules to keep. If we have children or grandchildren, we're shuttling all around with all of that. And then our own personal side of our relationship kind of just falls into, well, it's the same old, same old. So it's like, I wonder, what made you fall in love the first time with this person?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
What was the most meaningful Valentine's Day you might have had with this person? It might have been just curling up and sitting there and watching one time watching a chick flick, and the next movie you watch a marathon of that an action movie, and going back and forth like that. It's like let's exhale and step back and talk about it. You know, let's talk about, because if we're going to overextend ourselves either by, you know, expectation or by finances, we are going to be very grumpy because, you know, and the relationship is not going to be on solid footing. There's going to be the set for a lot of dissension in the relationship, especially coming off of high expenditures in the previous months. From November to January. Does that make mm-hmm. sense to you?
Yeah, because you figure you're right. You're just still dealing with the bills from the holidays, and then you have.
Yeah, and they're just.
I like your theory about come in, right? I love your theory about how we're losing track of the simpler things, the little things that matter, and everything has to be grand, and everything has to be. Instagram and Facebook worthy. Your Valentine's Day has to be arranged so that when you post your photos on the social media networks, it matches everybody else's, as opposed to celebrating your partner, your Valentine, or other family members if you don't have somebody with you currently, in a way that celebrates them, where it shouldn't be created so you can get likes on social media. We have a whole new thing now with social media where people will arrange their holidays and Valentine's and birthdays and celebrations so they can get some great photos to put on the internet, when that should not at all be why you're doing what you're doing and these holidays and events in your life that you're celebrating, right?
I think that, you know, we're so busy trying to orchestrate that and trying to get that out there that we really do lose sight of the present moment. So we're so busy projecting outward that we're losing sight of what could be a spectacular moment between two people who really are trying to demonstrate their deep caring and love for each other, and that they, you know, this may be my forever partner, or I want this person to be my forever partner, but we're so busy projecting outward. That disconnecting is really hard for people to do because it's so much a part of our culture now. So it really makes a conscious effort, and that could be part of what you're talking about for Valentine's Day, especially, you know, this one, since we have from Friday, we have all weekend, so that we could do some things, that are a kind of different and disconnect, which is hard. I'll grant you that. It really is hard. But, you know, it's like don't let it fall on one person. It always seems like it falls that, you know, it's the romantic gesture is going towards the female in the relationship, your girlfriend, your wife, your significant other, and that it's not equal. But both partners in the relationship, you know, want to feel special on Valentine's Day. So as you try to disconnect and make sure that you do it, I know it's unrealistic for me to think that, you know, you'd be off for an entire weekend. I think I just heard everybody go, on the collective
right.
airwaves, like, don't tell me she's trying to say that. But if you could actually do that, yeah, I think you'd find the benefit would be fabulous. But if you can't, you know, at least split the holiday, you know. Each of you ask your partner on a date for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to split the day, a.m. and p.m., And now that because it's on the weekend, you can each have a day of
exactly.
or the day after, you know, which is kind of a neat thing to think about. And you know, you don't try something new. Go up, both of you, go out of your comfort zone. Try something new. I don't know what that would look like. Some people decide that what they're going to do. I had suggested to several people, why don't you read a book to each other, a small book? Remember what it was like, you know, and have just that small time with each other where you're not on the phone and you're reading something to each other. Remember how that mm-hmm. felt when you had a book
oh,
read
sure.
to you? You know?
Yeah.
And it does work. Our you know, like I said, you know, I said earlier, you know, one movie you watch a chick flick and then you watch an action film if that's what your partner likes. You go back and forth with that. Or how about if you're living together, if you are in a marriage relationship, how about when was the last time you just lounged in bed
mm-hmm.
and just talked with each other? When did that happen? You know, when
right.
was the last time? Or you know what? You know, we all have like you were saying, Hollywood. Okay, get dressed up and rent the car of your dreams and just take it out for the day and do something like that. You know, that's kind of different. You're not spending $150 on dinner. You've got a car for the whole day and you can do what you want to do and you can dress up and then you can, you know, you can take it, you know, around the area. That's kind of
that's
different.
Right. Exactly.
You know? That's kind of different.
It really is. Yes, it really, really is. And also, let's talk about this in case people, you know, haven't heard this before and they're tuning into this episode. The Valentine Promise Jar.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Valentine's Promise Jar?
Well, that I came up with, you know, a couple of Valentines ago, where their people's budgets were stretched, and that they really couldn't do anything for Valentine's, and they were kind of bummed out about it. And so I said, so why don't you make a jar, which is you're going to promise each other something for Valentine's Day. Say it is you want to go out for dinner, but the budget isn't holding right now. You're going to go to McDonald's for this Valentine's Day. But, you know, make a promise and put a dollar or two or five or whatever every week. And then by the end of the year, if you do $5 a week, you'll have a nice chunk of change. You do the math quickly, Jim, because I can't do the math that quickly. But you'll have something, and that's what you'll do.
Yeah.
And that's your, you know, that's what you have for next Valentine. That's the promise. Or the promise for Valentine's Day is, you know, that you can keep. That's the big part of it is we always want to say, I want to do something different. For say Valentine's Day, but we never get around to doing something different because we're not holding each other accountable. So the Valentine promise jar is you have that there, and it's an actual visual indication that the promise is there, and you're not going to raid that jar at any time. Even if the pizza's coming and you have to grab a few extra dollars, don't do it. You know, don't go to the Valentine jar except to add to it of the following Valentines. That's the consistency. I think that's important, you know, that we are holding each other accountable with the Valentine's jar. Other couples have taken it not so much as for going out for dinner or doing something special on Valentine's Day, but a promise that they promised each other that they would do. Say like... you know, I'm going to only remind you to do something twice, and you're going to do it for me, like change the light bulb or whatever. And the other person will promise that it'll be changed, but you only have to remind me two times. you know, so stop that procrastinating. I'm going to stop the procrastination. I'm going to stop the nagging. You know, we don't like to be nagged, and we don't, when we nag, we put our partner in a child position, and then when we procrastinate and not do what our partner is asking us to do, we place ourselves in the child position. So the promise jar could be is I'm not going to nag, and then you see how you did, next year with it. You know, that's a little bit more advanced, but you know, those who are willing to take up the challenge, because that's the biggest thing I hear. I start getting nagged just before Valentine's Day. She starts nagging, or he starts the nagging. Believe it, men do nag too. And then there's the procrastination. I don't want to do anything. You're laughing, but it is true. Men do nag. It is true. But you know, that will go a long way, because it's going to open up dialogue. It's not. It's going to be. I'm not going to nag about this. I'm going to mention it two times, and that's it. And then if it's not done, if it's something like maintenance in the house, and if it's not done, then I'll have to get somebody in to do that. But if the regulation and the consequences, this is what I'm going to do, and if it's not done, this is the consequence. And if it's real clear, you know, you can nip some of that stuff in the bud before it gets really, really big. So that's kind of like the concept of the promise jar, and I would love to hear anybody else who has done it and taken it to another level or changed it around. You know, it's very open and creative with all of that.
It really is. It's a great idea. It's it's a different concept, right? Exactly.
It doesn't cost anything either. Just a mason jar.
Right, and just keep contributing to it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Keep contributing to it and enhancing it. So what would you say, you know, there's a lot of stresses in life. There's a lot coming at us these days. I mean, just turn on the news. There's so much overwhelm happening to so many people, and that adds to the stresses of relationships. You know, everybody's working hard and working long hours, and there's bills to pay, and there's just so much going on. What would you say with Valentine's Day 2020, just a matter of days away, what are a couple of quick suggestions and hopes and wishes you have for those listening right now who are looking forward to celebrating with their loved one coming up in just a few days, and for those who maybe have just lost somebody or they just don't have somebody right now to do that dinner with, and the flowers and all the other things that come with the Valentine's Day celebrations, and they may be listening to our show right now?
Well, I think the short answer is to look at the expressions of love that you get every day. And if we're not attuned to that, start looking for that. That may be as simple as the smile as you greet each other or passing each other in the hallway, say at work, or you're on the elevator, or you go out to the mailbox and you see your neighbor across the driveway, and you acknowledge each other, and you just simple acts of kindness, simple random acts of kindness, and you don't have to necessarily be partnered to be able to do that. With each other. Those are the simple things. You know, what does put a smile on your face, either when you think about it or when it happens. I remember putting just a small Valentine. We have it going on in the community. It's called You've Been Hugged Today. And it's just a paper bag where inside the paper bag is maybe a Valentine, and maybe, something, you know, like a piece of candy or something, just to say you've been hugged, and you don't know who it's from, and you just put it on your neighbor's doorknob. And so they don't know where it's come. And it has, especially when people don't have people that they're celebrating, or they've lost a partner through death and or illness, and they're not at home. It's put, and the whole community right now is abuzz about it, about how great it is and whatever. And you see the little "we've been hugged," you know, or "I've been hugged," and you have a sign outside the door. It's just lightening something up that's there that could be really heavy. It's just taking the time to just a small random acts of kindness. When was the last time you made a Valentine's Day? Remember when we used to do that? We'd make a homemade Valentine. You know, when was the last time you did that? When was the last time? So it's like it doesn't have to be grand. We are in charge of putting the brakes on something like that. We are in charge of, if I don't have a partner, what can I do? Oh man, I could go to the nursing home, or that's down the street or up the street or around the block, and go there and do a little visit, you know, with the people that are there. Or hey, I like pets. Maybe I'll go and see what's going on at the Humane Society. Going out of yourself, you know, doing your own expression of love or kindness, you'll be surprised how much comes back to you. It's really amazing how much that does come back. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Little things like that.
So what kind of story are we going to read to it? Oh, big time. Big time, huge. It was like this. It was a couple that I had a couple of years ago, and they really didn't have any money. They just, everything was so tight, but they each wanted to do something different. So I suggested finding a book, a small book that you can pick up and read to each other. And I didn't give them any indication of what book to read, but they had small children. So I said, well, go into their library, you know, what do you read to them at night or, you know, during the course of the day? So the couple came back to me, and I didn't know what was going to come back, because it was the relationship. They were not really talking really well to each other, but I suggested that to take some pressure off. You know, I have to go out, just go to the library in the children's room and pick up a book. Well, they came back, Jim, and they were just giggling and laughing. Each one picked a book. They didn't tell the book that they were going to pick, and they picked up some of the classic. You remember the golden books that were around when we were kids?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they had, so that one picked Old MacDonald Farm, and the other one picked The Little Engine That Could.
Mm.
And but they read
interesting choices too. Yeah,
I thought so. But they read them with the sound effects as they were reading them. So it was Old MacDonald Had a Farm, E-I-E-I-O, you know, yeah, sheep, and then they would buy, and then The Little Engine That Could, and the person read it in the rhythm of The Little Engine That Could, The Little Engine That Could, you know, that sort of thing. It didn't cost them a penny at all.
Not at all. While they say that, you know, a lot of times the simplest things and the things that really matter most in life are the things that are truly priceless. And you don't always have to have a big price tag on it for it to have great value. And it doesn't always have to be an economic value. It could just be the depth and warmth of the caring. And that's very, very important. What a wonderful episode this is. And so timely and topical with Valentine's Week here, as people are preparing for it. People might be listening to this show also on Valentine's Day as well, and or the day before, and or even post Valentine's Day, whenever they listen to it, even if they're listening live right now. Great advice, great tips. And I wish, again, you and yours a fabulous Valentine's Day. And again, thanks for all the great advice. Always so important. And I can't wait to hear what we talk about for St. Patrick's Day, Easter, and dealing with Lent. That would be a real hot topic.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? Oh, my goodness. So the same path to you, Jim.
I can see the wheels turning in your head now about those topics coming
up. Oh, yeah. I've got all kinds of stuff turning on. We need a little levity along with all of this, the seriousness that's out there.
That's right.
We do.
That's right. You take care, and thanks for being with us, Dr. Lance. Always a pleasure.
Oh, it's my distinct pleasure to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You take care and happy Valentine's Day. And we'll talk again as our series continues here. This is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, connect with our very special guest, Dr. Latz, Dr. Martha Latz, to be reached at ouruniquetherapycenter.com. Again, that's the letter A, and then uniquetherapycenter.com. For all of us here, Jim Masters, once again, thanks for being with us. We hope you have a terrific Valentine's Day as well, and very important, and that is coming up again in just a couple of days. Speaking of coming up, I'll be back in just a few moments with another great guest right here on Close Up Radio. For all of us here, thanks for being with us. You have a great day. Bye for now.